Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm so glad they didn't hear our conversation before we just got on.
Right?
But it's a beautiful morning. So I'm so glad to be here. We were talking about taxes. So, you know, Now we have smiles on our faces because now we get to talk about happy things.
Not spending money.
Right. Or not.
Well, spending money, but not on taxes.
Oh, yeah. Let's spend money on flowers, on pretty and happy things. Yeah. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 that you have dialed into. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
Yes, we are here every Saturday morning to talk to you about everything lawn, garden.
And there's so much going on right now.
Oh, my goodness. And the emails that we get, Sherry. Mm-hmm. There are tons of questions about lawns. You know, whether it's
and that's
thatchy,
my favorite
that's
subject.
Your favorite thatchy, or whether my lawn's 20 years old and it's
and the
not
neighbor's
growing
weeds
anymore.
Are invading my lawn.
Yes, all sorts. So give us a call. You can call us at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Such an easy number.
Yes. And I dream of it.
Yes. And I'm just here kind of steering the ship occasionally. And Sherry is always here every Saturday morning. So she is an expert all on her own. But we have Anita Nelson. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
Yes. Anita is from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, if you didn't know that already. And she is one of our rotating experts who come through here. Our Home Show Garden Pros is what we call you, Anita.
She is a pro.
Yes, you are a Home Show Garden Pro. So Anita is here representing her place out in Katy, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And to remind you, so the other folks you've heard from, Home Show Garden Pros, are Plants for All Seasons. Mm-hmm. Kelly was here with Sherry a few weeks ago. Super fun energy she's got. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And Spring Gardens Nursery. Isaac will be with us next week. Yes. So you have hit the right show.
Because we got Houston covered.
We
do.
And we have a new Home Show Garden Pro every Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we have Sherry, who's here every Saturday. It's just perfect.
Yes.
So good morning.
So get your questions. Write them down.
Yes.
Call us.
Right. Get your pen and pencil.
Or just listen to us talk all morning.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes you might miss something. And don't ever be afraid that your question's silly because you should hear the show. Listen to it carefully because some of my questions, Sherry doesn't have a very good poker face when I ask her a not very smart question. And she's like, Sandy, you know, haven't you heard me say that? So even if I'm missing it, I know people out there, so give us a call. Don't worry about, you know, repeating it because there's someone else out there who wants to know what's going on.
You got it.
So it's great weather. Anita, how's Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens?
Humming right along.
Humming. Yay.
Flats are moving out.
Oh, yeah.
People are buying full flats more than ever before. Is that happening with you, Sherry?
That's always happened.
Always happened.
Yeah.
And
we've always been
trees.
Kind of a bedding nursery. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the natives have become extremely popular, mm-hmm. which is really smart. We've had extreme seasons, mm-hmm. and the natives have proven their survival tactics.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It sounds like we get a lot of questions about that, you know? Okay, what's hardy? You know, maybe not a native, but even
well-adapted
plants. Know what? I was looking at my neighbor's yard, both two neighbors, and the sago palms are done.
Mm-hmm. And they should be.
Yes.
Just let them
just
be done.
Not a palm girl.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you are, that's great.
They were able to survive two of the bad winters and the droughts, but this was it for them, I think.
Yeah.
And don't replant them.
Yeah.
Find something different and new.
And they're bad for dogs, right?
Mm-hmm. One of the most toxic things. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Aren't those the ones that roaches like?
Roaches are like anything with dead organic material. Yeah.
Because growing up in the little Thornwood off of Memorial, we had a big, I think it was a sago palm, and it was huge. It was sort of between the garage and the mm-hmm. house, you know, in the walkway. Mm-hmm. And I remember when my dad pulled it up, it was like a horror movie. It was so scary. I mean, for a little girl, it was so scary.
But it's not just like a sago palm attracts them. They would have been there.
No. Yes. They would have. And mom and dad were not the best gardening folks. I got this love from my grandfather, but I just remember as a little girl seeing those roaches come out. I was like, ooh. So yes, don't let things die and just hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the problem. So if you love the palms, great. Sherry and Anita can help you nurture them. Mm-hmm. But if you want something else, give us a call at 281-833-3333. And it has been so beautiful. Perfect for gardening. Mm-hmm. Absolutely lovely. So yesterday I went to visit my parents, who we've moved from their house to another location. And I don't always take them outside, but it was perfect because it was lunchtime. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Mom, you want to go outside? And she wasn't really, you know, excited about it because she has never been an outdoor person. Mm-hmm. But as Sandy does, I just went ahead and took her outside. We're going outside. And I mean to tell you, she just really lit up. And there was, I asked if she wanted to go in and she was perfectly happy out there. We yeah. walked around and looked
wasn't
at the
roses. Wasn't too
hot,
wasn't too cold.
Right. I showed her the, you know, the roses were out there and they had a few lantanas. And it was just so, she, you know, I'd point one out and I'd say, look down here, you know, at the little daisies, and she'd smile. So mm-hmm. it's good for all of us, all yes. ages. Mm-hmm. From little to 90s.
Yes.
So anyway, let's get out there. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sorry to hog that. I just wanted to share that, that we all need to be out in the garden. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we'll return with Barbara and Ed after this.
Humanity came from the sea, or so they say. Who knew garden goodness could as well? Coast of Maine's sea-sourced resources like salmon, seaweed, lobsters, and mussels give your garden a boost of life. Start with organic compost-based soils, mulches, and fertilizers. As they say in Maine, it's wicked good. Give your garden high-quality inputs for the ultimate results. Ask for Coast of Maine at your favorite garden pro and learn more at coastofmaine.com.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we have Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens taking your calls that we are going to get to right after this because we have important people to talk about.
Yeah, you know, Jason at Pierscapes came yes. in the nursery, so I had a nice chat with him.
Oh, nice.
They are just moving along in spring and booking up.
Yay.
So Pierscapes is a full service landscape company with over 30 years of experience, and they are killing it with the design. You know, Bob does the design. Linda answers the phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I speak to these people every single day of my life.
And you've known Pierscapes
since birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jason and his team, they're experts in our industry. They've been doing this for a long time. So they can do a complete new landscape design. They can revive your current landscape. They can do your outdoor lighting.
Yep.
Is yours done yet?
And I'm on the list. Nope.
Okay. I keep asking you.
I have it, and we're going to do it. Yep.
They can do irrigation and drainage issues, which not just anybody can do. Mm-hmm. You need experts to do this. They can fix your sprinkler system, quarterly maintenance plans. After they get everything done, they'll come out four times a year, be in your yard.
Right.
Get their eyes on the issues before they become problems. So give them a call, 281-370-5060, or you can go to pierscapes.com. That's pearcescapes.com.
Yeah.
But get the experts in your yard.
Right.
Don't mess around with just anybody.
Right. And it makes such a difference to have a little refresh or a total redo or repairs, whatever it is.
Yes.
Yes. Get it done. Get on the list. Because I was on the list. They came out and gave me the information I needed. So mm-hmm. now we just need to book it.
There you go.
Yeah. Exciting. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. And we've got Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens here. And Sherry, taking your calls and concerns and whatever you're growing. So good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
We're great.
In Barbara? Where are you calling from, Barbara?
You really want to know?
Yes.
Ohio.
Yay. Well, that's very
fun. I had a feeling it was you when I saw your name. For the listeners out there, this is my mother-in-law in Ohio.
And you know what's so funny, Barbara, is when Sherry said something about mother-in-law, I said, no, that's not my mother-in-law, but I have a mother-in-law, Barbara, too. So both Sherry and I have Barbara mother-in-laws.
And I have to tell y'all listening, Barbara is the most supportive mother-in-law. Aww. Very, very lucky. She gets up every Saturday morning and listens to the show.
Wow.
Yes, from Ohio.
That is super sweet. Well, what do you have for Sherry and Anita? What's your question?
I was wondering, how do I keep dandelions out of my yard?
Ooh. Anita, you got something for Barbara this morning?
Yeah, take care of the soil.
Yeah.
Dandelions have a taproot, so that means that you probably have some
compaction.
Compaction, yes. Mm-hmm. The
yard looks absolutely gorgeous, so the grass is great. It's our neighbor. Neighbors have 5 million dandelions.
They're creeping over.
Yeah, and so they...
They feed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we were told in Ohio, maybe everywhere in the United States, to leave the dandelions alone for the bees, because that's their food in the spring.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're there for compaction. They'll aerate the soil. They're there for bees, for pollinators. And they're there to put the calcium back in the topsoil. So, you know, whenever calcium is deep into the ground and that taproot is trying to pull it up to get it up onto the surface. So, you know, they might be creeping into your yard, but they're probably not as prevalent as they are in your neighbor's yard.
Yeah, and Sherry, you forgot.
Oh, yeah.
They're there for your salad, too.
Yeah, and you can eat them.
Can you really?
And we know Poppy is organic in his practices, so you can eat your dandelions if you want to.
Don't worry. He has eaten them before. My mother always called them spring tonic.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, people harvest them. Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Good for your immunity. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
So gardening in the family.
Yes.
The whole family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Their garden in Ohio is unbelievable.
Wow.
But we had our first tomato. We sent it on the family chat last night.
Oh, yeah.
Our first tomato of the season. So.
Hey, Barbara, do you grow peonies?
Grow what?
Peonies.
Peony. No, not really.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, but she's going to send me some.
Really? Well, that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, there's a breeder who's trying to grow southern peonies.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, great. So, and you've got a vegetable garden too, Barbara?
Yes, a very big vegetable garden.
Wow.
It's supposed to get smaller every year, but it hasn't too much.
Yeah, kind of like Sherry's tomatoes addiction. Yeah, she was going to plant, what, 4 tomato plants, and now you're up to
12.
12. That's so great. I love it. I love it. So
awesome.
Well, George used to plant 100. We're down to, I think, 50.
Yeah. No, it's a big garden.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Sherry, yours is small.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, thanks for the call. Does that help?
Yeah. Well, no.
You're supposed to say
yes. Spraying them and digging them out and whatever. It's not really that many.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
He's obsessed with them.
Mowed weeds look great. So,
yeah.
Just mow them.
Yeah, I'm short. We get lots of questions about weeds. I've been dealing with them too.
Yeah.
Well, all righty. You all have a good day.
Well, okay. You too. Thanks for the call.
Talk to you Thursday, Barb. Bye bye.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Ed on the line. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, ladies.
Hey, what do you have for Sherry and Anita?
Well, I don't know. I hope I don't have what I've been told I have. I have 30-year-old boxwood beds on either side of the entry to the home. Behind them we have, you know, some shrubs. I think it's dwarf holly or something. But anyway, trimming back last Saturday, all of the new growth to get them kind of brought under control for the spring, I panicked because I'm finding within some dead limbs inside the boxwoods, and the boxwoods are 2-3 foot tall almost. I hit a panic button. I ran up to one of the nurseries, to find out what I needed to do. The lady gave me right away, looking at some of the clippings I brought, a national pest alert on boxwood dieback.
Okay. All right.
And said that she thought that I might have that, a boxwood blight, whatever else you might call it, and said that there's not much that can be done. So she didn't have anything on the shelf she thought I could use, but she said there was a product that was only sold online or commercially, she said, called Subdue, that I should try to find and maybe treat with that, because it seemed like if that was it, that would be the only thing she could think of. Went to Cornelius on Sunday because I was there close. They gave me a product called Monterey Garden Foss, P-H-O-S, and said, try that. I didn't do either one because I couldn't find a Subdue. I didn't put the Garden Foss down. I waited for y'all today.
Perfect.
To call in my panic mode.
Oh, don't panic. All right, so it's mainly on the boxwoods.
Anita, do you have any?
It is only on the boxwoods.
Okay.
Yes,
I do want to know the extent of the dead limbs inside of the boxwood.
In digging through them, when I found a few, because they didn't come outside to the point where I was trimming, anything was showing. It was all within.
Okay.
But
okay, and it was healthy new growth, right?
The healthy new growth on the outside, but it's those
fine.
Limbs inside.
Yeah. Your boxwoods are fine. They really are. I think those inner limbs are just a natural shedding of the leaves that weren't getting any sunlight and therefore cannot photosynthesize.
Yeah,
but the limbs themselves are dead, though, when I clip them back.
Well, if there's no leaf to support the limb, then there's no reason for the limb to exist.
Yeah.
But if you've got new growth, right, that's a good
sign. Yeah, you're standing back and looking at them. If the dead parts were just on the interior, then it's exactly right what Anita said. There's just, they can't photosynthesize, so it dies out. If you were standing back looking at your boxwood and you had just branches on the outside just dying back, then we look at the Phytophthora or the blight.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the case because I don't see them. They didn't pop out on the outside where I was snipping with my clippers.
That's good news.
So,
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling better.
Yeah. So I would just do some pruning and some fertilizing to promote some new growth and some recovery.
So some fertilizer, what would you recommend?
Microlife.
Microlife. Okay.
Well,
that's
all
easy.
I've been using for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fertilize, not worry too much about getting anything liquid into the root balls. Is that what you would say?
I mean, you could do liquid after you put your microlife out. You can drench it with the seaweed. That would definitely help.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
Seaweed. I use the heck out of seaweed. Next
Good
question.
For you.
Yeah, we love that liquid seaweed, the microlife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Well,
I got my wife hooked on it.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, I am thrilled that you called us because it sounds like you have better news and you don't need to panic.
Okay, now, one other question, if I can get it in.
Can you hang on? We have to jump out
for a
break. Hang on, and we'll come back to Ed with a second question. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
MicroLife Organic Fertilizers grow plants that are beautiful, healthy, and resilient. Use on all turf grass, shrubs, perennials, food crops, and around trees. MicroLife elevates your entire ecosystem. You'll save water use, build bigger roots, and your plants will handle stress better. The perfect dynamic duo for all of your plants this spring is MicroLife Green Bag 624 and MicroLife Purple Bag Humates Plus. Apply to every square of your lawn and garden. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife, available at all leading garden centers.
This is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. I was nosing through a garage sale the other day when nestled up against the foundation of this person's house was a giant fire ant bed. Within seconds, I was on that mound pumping chemicals into their dirt hut and laughing like a hyena as I watched those little boogers die. Sometimes I wish I could shrink myself down to their size and fight them mano to mano and make it fair. Then I usually perish that thought and go back to killing them by the millions. If you have fire ant or any other pest issues at your home or office, call McGrath Pest Control at 281-469-8240 and let us come stomp a mud hole in your pest problems.
The Home Show Garden Pros will return in a moment.
Mulch is so key for keeping soil healthy. Mulch your trees and landscapes in April to protect them all summer long. Less water, healthier plants. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. Home Show Garden Pros is here with Sandy and Sherry. And we've got Anita Nelson here from Nelson Nursing Water Gardens who would love to talk to you at 281-833-3333. We have her in the studio. 281-833-3333. So give her a call and we'll get back to Ed in just one moment. He's got a follow-up question.
Yeah. Anita, do you have plants for Texas at the nursery?
Yeah, from Magnolia?
Yeah, from Magnolia Gardens. So Magnolia Gardens has been in business for 45 years, and they have trialed and tested plants that whole time, picking the best plants for Texas.
Right.
So plants for Texas are proven time over time to make it through our summers, make it through our winters, and just give you beautiful bloom the whole time. So they have things like Mexican bush sage, Katie Aurelia, society garlic, orange and yellow African bulbine, which I know all the, just arrived in all the nurseries this past week, and the yellow bells Esperanza.
I love
so, them. Yeah, as you're getting out in your yard and trying to decide what to put in, if you're just not sure, reach for the Plants for Texas. Mm-hmm. Just go into your favorite Home Show Garden Pro and ask them where the Plants for Texas are, or look for their Texas-shaped tags. Mm-hmm. It's right. A Texas shape. It has beautiful pictures on it, all the great information. You can't go wrong with your Plants for Texas. So for more information, you can go to plantsfortexas.com, view their 40 seasonal varieties.
Yeah, there's kind of tons to choose
Google from. All of them, learn about them, and then try to go out and find all these plants for your yard. Mm-hmm. So you can go to plantsfortexas.com or Home Show Garden Pros for more information.
Yes, we love Plants for Texas. Yep. And Anita was just mentioning a little while ago that people are coming in asking for, you know, hardy plants.
Yeah, so, well-adapted, yeah. Natives.
And mm-hmm. This is exactly what Plants for Texas does. So good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and we have got Ed on the line. Good morning, Ed. You had a follow-up question for Sherry and Anita.
Yes, ma'am. My wife went to this little place up on 249, bought a bunch of vincas last week and again last night. And today is the day she's sticking them in the ground, where we're pulling out all of the present stuff that's ready to die back. I'm going to lose some soil. What should I put in on the top of that bed where she's going to replant to make sure I don't get down so low that I'm going to be lower than she wants to be?
Mm-hmm.
What I've rebuilt the top part of the bed with soil.
Mm-hmm. I use Nature's Way leaf mold compost every time I transplant plants.
Mm-hmm.
And I mix it with the native soils to help it all acclimate.
Just kind of mix some of the leaf mold compost in with it.
Yes. And then
that's
the
what
other
I've
thing
been
I
doing.
Do, this is
go ahead.
Crazy, but I just take pure seaweed and just pour a little bit into the hole before mm-hmm. I actually plant the plant.
Okay. So you get it right in the roots.
I get it right into the roots. Yeah. What do you do, Sherry?
I plant everything and then I just water everything in with it. Everybody has their way, right?
Yeah. Yes, everybody.
Yeah.
I'll bet your soil is really good shape, whereas mine is not. So.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pretty good. So, Ed, if you put that compost, the leaf mold compost is so biologically active.
Yes.
Those vinca that you're putting in that are probably Cora vinca, which are more disease resistant, mm-hmm. and then you put it in there with that compost, those are going to be bulletproof at this point.
Ooh, nice.
Wow, yeah.
Well, that'll be beautiful, Ed.
Well, it's been working, and I just don't have time to drive to Conroe to get the half a bed of leaf mold, so I'm going to have to go get some bags to do it today because she's told me I got to do it today.
Got to.
And
it's I'll on the honey-do list.
I'll have to pick up some more seaweed. Y'all have turned on to that stuff to the point that MicroLife is loving my pocketbook.
Right?
Well, that's great.
It is good. Very good stuff.
Well,
thank y'all so much as usual.
Thank you. Man. Have a great Saturday. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You know what else? We have to take care of our trees.
Yes, that most important investment in our yards.
We can't forget to look up.
Absolutely.
You know, we're all digging in the soil and watching our grass and planting our flowers.
Exactly. So everybody needs to write down this phone number, 713-703-2701. That is Ed Dolphin with the Woodlands Tree Expert. He can come out and be the eyes for your trees. Ed Dolphin is a board-certified arborist at the Woodlands Tree Expert. He's the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of experience talking to trees, speaking for the trees, he specializes in anything trees, but soil and fertilization issues, insect problems, disease, planting, pruning and removal. And right now is the best time to get them pruned before the hot summer. So get Ed out in your yard. Everything from the roots below the soil to the tips of the branches he can help you with. You know, after the crazy winters and the hot summer, we need to have our trees inspected to make sure, for safety issues, make sure they're not going to blow over in the next storm. So give Ed a call, 713-703-2701, or you can go to thewoodlandstreeexperts.com. But very important to get professional eyes on our trees.
And Ed, if you're listening, I'm calling you soon.
Yes.
Because it's so true about looking up. You know, the storm we had this last week, I woke up in the middle of the night because we had dogs ending up in our bed. But all I could think of is this big oak tree we have over there. And it's kind of, it's got more branches on one side than another. So all I could think of was, oh my gosh, what if it falls on the house? But as I went outside the next morning to look, there's a spot up in the very canopy of it on the inside with dead branches. So I need Ed to come and it's okay or it needs to be trimmed, whatever. So Woodland Tree Experts, that's the guy to have come out. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Isaac with Spring Gardens Nursery. We have some great stuff for you. We've got citrus, we've got oranges, grapefruit, lemons, limes, kumquats. If you need veggies, we've got them. We've got squash, green beans, tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers. We've even got drought-tolerant plants. We've got plants for the birds, the bees, and the butterflies. When you come by Spring Gardens and you spend $200, you can get a free garden box. Don't forget to pick up your organic garden soil compost and fertilizer. We've got all of our products from our Home Show Garden Pro sponsors, MicroLife, Color Star. Come by and see us at 24201 Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, another day in paradise. Now back to our Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You caught me talking to Sherry. I was like, Sherry, can we do this? Of course we can do this. So I was asking Sherry and Anita about peppers. Mm-hmm. So I'm back. I'm dabbling in my garden, and we had a lovely garden salad last night. I was so proud of myself.
No, I saw it on Facebook.
Oh,
me too.
So yummy. I mean, I loved that. So I read an article about planting peppers, and I know my daughter-in-law is planting peppers also. So it was interesting to see. So it talks about how the roots, they like to be watered, but deep, because you want those roots to grow deep for the peppers. Now tell me about snipping off the blooms.
I don't do that.
You don't?
You can find all kinds of information. Oh, my goodness.
And that's why we don't want to make it complicated for
you. Yeah, people can make anything so hard.
Okay, good.
And there's so many rules. And
yes, we don't do.
Do you do that, Anita?
No, and I've even tried growing them in water because they do like a lot of water.
Yeah.
And they did okay, but they didn't produce a lot of fruit.
I mean, okay. I have my peppers right now are probably 3 foot tall and loaded with peppers.
And
I didn't do any of that.
Snip off the buds or anything.
Hocus pocus.
Okay, now what about feeding? Our veggie gardens, you need to feed, especially if it's a raised garden, right?
Well, you know, I'm a big feeder.
Yeah.
especially organic food.
Well, yeah, and mm-hmm. just and nutrient density is very important. Mm-hmm. If you're growing your own food, yeah. you want them to be more full of minerals and nutrients. I mean, that's why we're growing them. Right,
right. right.
And so I do a lot of feeding and okay. a lot of supplementing and amending. And
yeah. With all the good stuff we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Sherry fertilizes and then she has to jump back because everything's growing so
right?
fast.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, my tomatoes are already probably yeah. 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I've been feeding.
I see lots of and tomatoes, oh, lots of yeah. salsa, lots of marinara sauce.
I will be bringing boatloads
to
you.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Well, and that's why you should listen to Home Show Garden Pros. We want to keep it simple.
Yeah.
And I love the way the Home Show Garden Pros and Sherry, how you always mention, just look. Look and see what's happening.
Observe.
And then we can kind of go from there.
You know, I talk to people all day long, and some people can make things very difficult.
Yeah.
And I have to ask them, are you an engineer or an accountant?
Yeah, you can.
And you live with an engineer, so you know.
Yes, but he's in marketing now.
Oh, yeah. So he's more creative.
I had an engineer customer come in, and he had read somewhere that you had to have a pot 4 inches tall.
Uh-huh. Aww. And so he's out there with a measuring stick.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we can make things really difficult, or we can just do it and relax.
And enjoy it.
And I tried
it.
To explain to him that botany is a soft science.
Yeah.
It's not a hard science.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And his wife was going, you just have no idea. You just
oh,
but I was glad to see he's going to. Maybe that'll. I mean, thank goodness that uh-huh. engineers are the way they are.
Yes, we need them all.
Bless
we need
you,
everybody.
Engineers. But when you come to the garden center, let that go.
Yeah. Relax.
Relax.
Enjoy.
Everything yes. doesn't have to be an exact science.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, good. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. They are out in Katy, but she is here in the studio taking your calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And Sherry and Anita will just solve your gardening and lawn problems.
Pressure. So,
or just tell you to chill out.
Yes, or just tell you to chill out. So give us a call. Either way, it'll be fun. And when we return, we'll talk with Laz after this.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Piercescapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Piercescapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Piercescapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit piercescapes.com.
Embark on a gardening adventure at Nature's Way Resources. Discover hundreds of native plants. Find drought-tolerant, hardy options. Pair them with organic fertilizer and soil amendments. Nature's Way is 2 acres of beauty your whole family will enjoy, even the fur babies. Make your way to Nature's Way, a Home Show Garden Pro. Their experts are happy to help you get more from your gardening. Nature's Way Resources, off I-45 between the Woodlands and Conroe, at FM 1488 and online at naturesway resources.com.
Bush veggies are usually very fast to get fruit from seed. Green beans, summer squash, zucchini are all great options. No trellis needed. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and Anita is with us taking your calls at 281-833-3333. Anita is from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. She is a Nelson.
I am a Nelson.
You are a Nelson.
Well, I married one.
There you go. But and you are one. So good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We love our listeners.
Yes.
So thanks. We've had great callers also. So we'll get with Laz in just a moment.
April is the perfect time for planting.
That's right.
And if we're going to plant, we got to focus on the soil. Mm-hmm. And Landscaper's Pride makes that easy for us to do because they have over 27 bagged soils.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yes. And they've been in business for a long time. They've been local to this area. They are crafting and creating beautiful soils for your gardening success. So from potting soil, they have a premium potting soil and their souped up pot dirt, which is OMRI certified for all our organic gardeners, to their gardener's magic and their rose mix. So,
perfect.
I mean, there is a soil for every project. But if you're not sure what to use, if it says Landscaper's Pride on the bag, you know you're getting good quality. Mm-hmm. And our favorite, black velvet mulch. So after you've built your bed, after you've gotten everything planted, it's like the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Beautiful, rich, dark colored mulch that just sets off your landscape. It amends your soil. It keeps all your good soil in place. So when we have those big rainfalls, it doesn't just go down the drain.
Right, right.
So Landscaper's Pride, you can find more information on Facebook. They have a great social media, Instagram, or you can go to landscaperspride.com or Home Show Garden Pro. Yes. And all the Home Show Garden Pro locations carry Landscaper's Pride.
We love Landscaper's Pride. That black velvet mulch is always just a staple for me. Mm-hmm. I'll grab another bag because I'm always wanting to throw some out somewhere.
Yep. And I love their logo.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most adorable logo out there.
Very fun. Mm-hmm. You can definitely see it. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have got Laz on the line. Good morning, Laz. What do you have for Anita and Sherry?
Hey, good morning. I called last week about the fleas, the neem, and I got those beneficial nematodes.
Oh, the nematodes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you said, well, somebody told, I don't know if it was the same people. You have a different guess. You said they last up to 2 years?
Uh-huh.
Well, is that with constant watering, or do they, or once underground, that's their resist, like, will they die?
No, once they get in the ground, they thrive. They kind of move around and thrive, and they last for up to 2 to 2.5 years, assuming you don't use any chemicals.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. That was my other question.
Yeah. Good.
I fertilized.
Yes.
In, I think it was March last month, mm-hmm. or late February. With the nasty stuff.
Okay.
How soon can I fertilize again with that microlife stuff?
Anita, what would you say? Like May?
Yes.
Probably May. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would give it about 60 days from your last fertilizer. Yep. Yeah.
And then put the nematodes down?
No, he can do the nematode. You can do the nematodes now.
Okay.
As long as you didn't put insecticide down.
Right.
No, I didn't put it. I was reading the instructions carefully, and I was about to use a sprayer that I had put chemicals in before.
Oh, no.
And then my wife was like, no, don't use that. I'm like, okay, I'm glad you caught it.
Yes. Good. No, I think you'll be pleased with the nematodes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and my last question is, I have some leftover compost, the leaf mm-hmm. compost.
Yeah.
Can I just spread it on the yard, or does it have to go under the plants or put it somewhere else?
Just spread it. Go out there like a wild man, flinging it everywhere.
Beds, lawn. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your neighbors will think you're nuts. He's throwing dirt again.
Yeah, but then they'll go, wow, his yard looks great.
That's right.
Right. Oh, it's great stuff.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And I went to Nelson's nursery last week because I'm out here in Katy.
Oh,
and
great.
They're really nice. And your grass is cheaper than... I should have gone there first.
Well, good for you.
The big box store.
Absolutely.
And we'll load it for you. You don't have to run around finding stuff.
No, I was very surprised. Your staff is very friendly. I was like, no, I can load it. It's okay. Like, no. I'll do it for you. I'm like, okay.
We love local. Yes, definitely the local. Our Home Show Garden Pros, local garden centers, they're the pros. So thank you for saying that. Well,
thank you for your answer to taking my call now. You have a good
great.
Day.
Have
Thank
a great
you,
weekend.
Les. Yeah.
Great. I love that.
Yes.
Well, good job, Les.
You know, and the small garden centers always get a rap for being more expensive, but
it's not true.
It's not true. Gotta compare apples to apples too.
It's not true of any mom and pop store.
No.
Any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the perception is it's less expensive.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah. They see one thing and they're like, oh my gosh,
yes.
You're so expensive. Yeah.
No. We love our Home Show Garden Pros. And when we return, we're going to talk with Janie and Charles after this. So thanks for calling. We will talk to you in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. You'll have to forgive me for being upset, but I just saw the most horrific movie of all time. It's called Ants. Yeah, I went into it thinking it was about ants, as in wives of uncles, but no, it weren't. I just do not understand why a person would make a movie about those god-awful little spawns of hell. Stop the music, I'm fired up. On a good note, it got me to kill bugs as if I needed it. Sharon Stone, Sylvester Stallone, and a bunch of hippies loving on bugs. It just makes me want to just Google McGrath Pest Control.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Coast of Maine, crafted with the finest sea-sourced elements for your ultimate organic garden. Plants for Texas, Texas grown for Texas gardens. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. We have tons of things to look at, so come on out. Seasonal color like snapdragons, petunias, dianthus, perennials such as salvias, verbenas, and lantana. Lots of things blooming to color up your yard. Don't forget to stop and smell the roses. We have a great selection with more coming in every week. Fruit trees can be a rewarding gardening adventure in your yard. Come on out and see all the great varieties that are specifically chosen for our area. It's time to get your veggie garden growing. We have all the right varieties for this time of year. Come on out and take a look. It's about that time to start thinking about your lawn fertilization. Whether you're going synthetic or organic, we have all the right choices for your yard. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy and Fulcher. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood and Sugarland. Come on out and see us. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Joey. So, ladies, close your ears, because I'm going to go visit Enchanted Forest today. I love to do my rotation. And today So Enchanted.
You got to see everybody.
I know. Yeah. So today we're going to be down south. Uh-huh. So on our way back, I've already warned my husband, Charlie, hey, listen, we're going to stop by Enchanted. Uh-huh. So, you know, I've got my little list here. So I can't wait to get out there and grab a few items.
Are you going to gardens or forest?
I think we're going to go to forest, because I think from where we're going to be, that's going to be the, who knows, we could do both.
Oh, it's so fun.
I've never been to forest.
You need to go. Everybody should go.
Beautiful locations.
I've been to gardens, though, and that's,
yeah.
That's the one almost kind of Fulcher-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. You got it. Yeah. Very fun. So thank you, Joey, from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They are also one of our Home Show Garden Pros. And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. We have got Anita here in the studio from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And Sherry is always here with us. That one caller said, well, I don't know who's there every weekend. Well, Sandy and Sherry are here every weekend. And Sherry's an expert. And then we have a rotating Home Show Garden Pro. And today it's Anita. So there you go. No matter when you call, you can get your questions answered. And we have got Janie on the line. Good morning, Janie. What do you have for Anita and Sherry?
Oh, I have a question about blueberries.
Ooh.
Well, I planted four of them last summer before the big heat wave, and they all crashed. But I'm wondering, should you pull the fruit off the first year like you do normally on fruit trees and not, you know, harvest, just pull the flowers? Or am I wrong and just the heat got them?
The heat got my blueberries, too.
Yeah.
And, so I think it's, you can blame the heat.
Yeah, not pulling the fruit didn't kill them.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Are they in pots or in
replace them, but I really, they had a great crop, and I was, and they were older. Yeah, you know, they were
mine were older too, and it may for me it may have been they were past their prime. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was a rough summer, and they like regular moisture and acidic soil, and it was just it was hard to maintain.
Shade. I felt like I put them in the right place, and I used blueberry soil, and so I just was like, "What did I do wrong?"
I can give you a really good tip about the blueberries, but I need Sherry's help. Mm-hmm. There is that clay thing that you bury in the ground, you leave the neck up. What's that called?
Oya.
Oya. I had an oya next to every single one of my blueberries, and that kept them in beautiful shape. So
What is an oya?
An oya is a submersible ceramic reservoir that you fill up with water. So you bury it under the ground next to the root balls, and the roots can just wick water as it needs it.
Yes.
So you just don't have to do... They're not ceramic.
Yeah, they're clay.
They're not high-fired clay, so they're very porous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They worked great for my blueberries, but full disclosure, I didn't water my blueberries that summer.
Oh.
Because, well, it just didn't happen. Yeah. And that's why they died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It was regular water on them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And okay. Were yours in a pot or in the ground?
Mine were in the ground. They were raised beds. Mm-hmm. And we kind of had temporary water to them because these were out of the farm. No. But we've set up drip to them.
Perfect.
So they'll get regular water this year. I just, like I said, I wanted to do it right. If I made a mistake, I wanted to fix it.
Yeah.
So Oyas, I will do that.
Oyas, and then maybe even get some of the soil by Coast of Maine. They have an acid soil that has a lot of peat in it, so it will hold on to some warm moisture.
I use Nature's Ways blueberry soil.
Yeah, great. And that's a great one, too. Yeah.
She doesn't need the Oyas if she's going to do drip, though, right?
Nope. Don't need the Oyas.
You don't need the Oyas. Yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
Yep.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Good Thanks, luck Janie. On those blueberries. Great
Take
call.
Care.
Thank you very much. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we are here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And just to remind you, we have got Plants for All Seasons who comes to the studio to take your calls and questions. You've heard from Kelly and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and Spring Gardens Nursery up off of Goslin Road. So we have got you covered on our Home Show Garden Pros. And when we return, we will talk with Charles after this.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Unearth the essence of the Texas Hill Country with Hill Country Rock Natural Thin Stone Veneer. Carved from nature, Hill Country Rock is lightweight, durable, thin stone, making installation a breeze. Whether it's a full exterior facade or interior accent walls, Hill Country Rock makes it easy to add natural Texas stone to your home. Transform landscapes, elevate spaces, embrace the simple beauty of the Texas terrain we all love. It will literally rock your world. Hill Country Rock. Dig into it online at hillcountryrock.com.
Every rose has its thorn.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Thank you for joining us. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We have the best callers and listeners ever.
Yes, it's
so fun.
And we have the best sponsors ever.
Oh,
one of those
for
being
sure.
Nelson's Plant Food.
Uh-huh.
Nelson's Plant Food has been in business for over 40 years. Dean and Julie Nelson have been making the most beautiful, wonderful, high quality plant foods that money can buy. So they have a rose soy or a rose fertilizer. Speaking of the bump music that we just had,
yeah.
Their rose fertilizer is complete. Like, they have all their species specific, but it's complete for everything roses need. So
nice.
If you have a rose, use their rose food. If you have a bougainvillea, they have a bougainvillea food. And all the tropicals that are coming up, the plumeria, the mandevilla, they have a food for everything. And they have their whole Turf Star line. So they're Bruce's Brew. It's time to put Bruce's Brew out.
Our
if you
lawns
haven't,
need help. Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't applied, it'll give you that real quick green up. If you've already done Bruce's Brew, it's time for Slow and Easy next. So
okay.
Slow and Easy will give you the slow, sustained growth where you're not getting out and having to mow twice a week. It'll give you a more even coverage. And you don't have to fertilize as often when you're using the high-quality fertilizers. So go to your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. Ask them for their Nelson's Turf Star or their Nelson's species-specific foods. Most of the Home Show Garden Pros refill the containers
I love
as well,
that.
Too.
Very handy.
Yep. Or you can go to nelsonsplantfood.com for more information.
Yes, we love our Nelson plant food.
Yes.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we love our callers and listeners. And Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And one thing really quick, Anita, before we jump into Charles, you've got a sip and stroll coming up.
We do. And you're going to be there.
And I will be there. So
it's
that's in a few weeks.
Yeah. It's on May the 4th. Be with you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
you can't forget.
You can't forget that.
Yeah.
And it's from 5 to 7.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so put that on the calendar, guys, yes. And we'll remind you about it in the next couple of weeks, but May 4th. And it's a it's a great event. So, you know, anytime you're out at any of our homes,
Microlife will be there.
Oh, yeah. And, great.
A rare plant lady is going to be there. She's always super popular. And
very fun.
Yeah. I can't think of who else, but they'll be, it won't be just Nelson's. It'll be other.
Yeah.
You guys.
That's
other
right.
People that you can learn lots of gardening tips from.
Right. And it's so fun to go to all the Home Show Garden Pros because you learn something at all of them.
Right. And yes. They all have a different specialty.
Yes. The staffs are just wonderful. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've got Charles on the line. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're good. What do you have for Anita and Sherry?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. My first question is regarding herb plants. I have a couple of mint plants in my backyard, and something is eating on the leaves. And I keep looking at them, but I don't see anything.
Hmm.
And so I'm trying to figure out, is there something I should be putting on them or what, because every day that I go out there, you can just, like on one of the plants, almost all of the leaves have been eaten on. And on the other two, I can see spots here and there. And so I'm trying to figure out, what do I need to be doing to them?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure worms can kill a mint, for one thing, because that's a tough plant. But it's wormy time of year, wouldn't you say so, Sherry?
Oh, yeah.
And so... because it's spring and everything's growing and new things and new life and all that. And I'm guessing it is, I don't know the name of the worm. I bet Sherry does. It's that black one with the golden kind of stripes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it drops down into the soil during the day.
Oh.
But it comes out at night, so which is why you're not seeing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can treat it with spinosad. Yes. And that's organic. Mm-hmm. That's a disease in a bottle for worms.
Yeah.
And I would just treat your mint because you don't want to kill off all worms because a lot of the worms are butterfly caterpillars.
Yeah, yeah. And they're baby bird food too.
And they're baby bird food. So yeah, that's what you
right. And I wanted to be careful, you know, with what I put on it because I use the mint for teas and different things.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I wasn't too sure. But also regarding herbs in general, but specifically mint, should they be in places where they get sun all day long or half of the day? How should I be treating them?
Well, as a rule of thumb, almost all herbs like to have lots and lots of sunshine.
Okay.
But Texas sun is so intense that they can do just fine in a half a day of sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would say minimum of 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum of 4 hours. Yeah. Okay.
Should we be boosting his soil at all around that mint? I mean, is there anything we can do to the soil? Any seaweed?
I would use azomite. Azomite.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're putting it in your tea, the azomite's putting really healthy, good minerals that are into the soil and then into the plant and then into you.
Okay. Azomite. Uh-huh. Okay. And my second question is regarding fruit trees. Because of the last summer, I lost several fruit trees I had in my backyard. I had a couple of bloom sweet grapefruit trees and a couple of other trees. And so I'm trying to figure out, usually every year I go to like the Urban Harvest fruit tree sale, but I haven't seen any big fruit tree sales around this year. Is there a cutback on the fruit trees this year? Are they as plentiful as they usually are?
Yeah, just find one of the Home Show Garden Pros. They're loaded with fruit trees right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. But they're not any big ones because all of the growers suffered losses from the winters, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I think everybody's, with the exception of citrus.
Yes.
Citrus is the only thing that was really impacted
heavily
by the freeze. So citrus is all kind of small right now, but all your stone fruits and palm fruits and, you know, they're all normal 5 to 7 gallon, probably.
Oh, really?
10 foot tall trees. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So do I just need to call around or?
Yeah. Call around or what part of town are you in?
I live over by University of Houston.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, call around before you make that drive and see which nurseries have what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is out in Katy. Plants for All Seasons is $249 Enchanted Forest is more south and Enchanted Gardens. Nature's Way Resources is between Woodlands and Conroe. Mm-hmm. And then Spring Gardens Nursery.
And they're all loaded with fruit trees.
And they all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And they're listed on homeshowgardenpros.com. So okay, if you, and they're all locally owned and operated, and that's really our, those, they're our go-tos. I think it's so important.
Sherry, you may or may not remember me, but I've been out to your place before.
Oh, Plants for All Seasons.
Yeah. I was dealing with a whole lot of weeds in my yard, and you kind of helped me out.
Yes.
With that. So thank you, and I may come out to visit you again.
Sounds right, great. Thanks for the call.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Well, we love our fruit trees. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I just love them. And I know what he's talking about because when we had the big, big freeze years ago, we lost mature everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're starting over, but I love it. Yes. Love those fruit trees. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Anita Nelson here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. She is taking your phone calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And when we return, we will talk to you after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.